November 17th, 1994. We're gathered for a meeting on a Sunday afternoon. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Hatton present. Even I have to stop here and look at the data for a minute to see where we go with this little gathering. You'll have to abide with my preoccupation. There are a lot of things going on that require attention other than this focus right here. I would like you to make a note, EJ, that when you talk to Sherry Yaunt the next time, she has inquired regarding the lady and if, in fact, she would be coming. We had hoped for April. This would be a lady from the Philippines. Tell her to just relax until further notice, that absolutely everything is very reasonable as it's unfolding, very, very critical. We are efforting to merge two major, major operations. And her life is very critically in danger. We may not be able even to bring her here for safety. We may have to take her somewhere into the midst of Europe. But we will certainly keep you apprised. I had wanted Sherry to be able to participate with this person because she is such a gracious lady. And she has been so extremely supportive. And I felt that in a situation, that particular maturity would blend very well. And I'm not going to name this person ever other than the lady. She is one of the guardians. She has been placed in a very, very responsible position by both the command. The atmospherian presence in that area, and also some of the very treasure left from the era of your Second World War has been merged in for security into those vaults. The other process that we have underway is massive, and it is so tedious that I cannot speak of it very openly. We have ones absolutely involved with authority to get the job done, and they are getting it done. But when you speak of something that can literally turn a world around, there are a lot of people that don't want a world turned around, as you are witnessing in Herzegovina, Bosnia, Rwanda, South Africa, and most importantly for your own nation, you are at war in Iraq again, only this time you're shooting down your own people. Major, major upheaval. And ones will say, after you have listened to your, I think you call it your hotline, your whatever, your phone line, what happened on the 15th? There was no merged money. There was no replacement of currency. Oh, yes, there was. It hasn't hit you yet. And there have been at least two or three other occasions in which this money has been introduced. This will probably end up being a global currency, so similar currencies have been introduced into other nations, New Zealand, Australia, Africa, various test stations. The colors of the new currency will hopefully, and when I say hopefully, because you may not understand it, but you have two major factions in the world vying for command, and you have a third faction that is efforting to do something about the other two. Anyway, the hope is that we will be able to introduce, and when I say we, because yes, I'm monitoring it very, very carefully, very closely. And you will see from the writing that I have mentioned this at the tail end of the writing. We would assume that hopefully the colors of the new currency will correspond with the colors of the European Austrian country. There are reasons for that that I won't go into now. If, in fact, the Federal Reserve notes are withdrawn, and you will have a major counterfeiting thrust going on right now, because when you go onto a gold standard, gold becomes more valuable, and all of you who missed the boat with our project, you will wish you had not. Gold will have to go to $1,200 an ounce immediately for the amount of currency that must be standardized on a foundation of gold value. Does that mean that gold is so valuable that? No, it doesn't. Every commodity in a physical realm, I don't care what it is valued according to what you use it for. If nobody liked gold, like they don't like the smell of a skunk, it wouldn't be worth anything. It would be a minus. But if the world is capable of pulling itself back around into a gold-based economy, you have a chance. On the other hand, don't kid yourself into thinking that that is the miracle. That is also built into the plan. The only thing was they had not calculated that command would be involved. And it was going to be a little bit more equal than its equality before. It was fully intended to take the gold. Gold was shipped out of the United States, if you recall, long ago, Fort Knox was emptied. It's sitting there now, partially filled, but it's got to be emptied again to make room to bring in replacement gold back into your nation. Some has already been spirited away out of Europe and brought back. These are very, very tedious negotiations. If you cannot go down to your bank and get a $1,200 loan or a $10,000 loan without signing away your life, what do you think about $140 trillion? Now, for the security and the benefit of the lady, and for those who would think, well, I've been just waiting until this lady shows up. She owes us money. Yes, she does. And once again, you see, it's very, very hard, even when you are meeting the atmospherians damn near every day, to believe I could be real. That anybody could get a radio signal. You do it on the phone all day long, every day. EJ has a receiver clip on his ear, I think, that just grows this thing out of his head. And no one thinks that's strange. But let me try to speak to you through a translator, and the world goes bonkers. Well, my crew has made presentation over there in person, in rooms. And so far, about what it does is terrify the living daylights out of them. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do now? You're going to meet your agreements and obligations, or you ain't going to get the prize. That's what. Well, what will you do about it, big boy? I will sink your ships. That's what big boy will do about it. The adversary is going to start honoring his agreements with my command, or it's going to get tacky. Now, by the time the lady realized what was coming down, she already had a team working with her. And I will tell you that one member of that team was from British intelligence, right off one of the ships. And they managed a way to bypass into Subic Bay some of the funds. And we were working with ones, or my people were working with one named Ike. I-K-E, a Filipino. And he came across as a great, great asset of God, nation, etc. And they managed to get rid of quite a bit of commodity and collect quite a bit of money. And in exchange for that, he began to work with his own original enemies. This is what greed will do for you. They set up several bank accounts, and the entire first tranche of money has been taken right out of the banks in an effort to strip her of any assets to go in and get the rest. Part of this amazing amount of, let's just call it treasure, resides in the area of Cambodia. Just to bring commodity out of its place, 50% of it is taken immediately. People get debted every day just trying to transfer it. So there really needs to be a military accompaniment for the protection of ones moving these resources. I'm not in the war games, but there are able and well-equipped ones who could stand guard if we can jointly bring these two into proximity and simultaneously do something with them. The first transactions are finished, but nobody will ever give the release. There are reasons for that also, and not the least one of which is me. One say, well, why? What is stop? I am. You get it right, we'll get it done. You cannot imagine the rip-off artist. Mr. Green is... he doesn't even count. So we want to know, what about our Austrian connection? Our Austrian connection is coming along nicely. It's just a matter of our Austrian connection forgets who he serves from time to time. We're getting it straightened out. We're getting it straightened out very nicely. You ones are going to have to wise up. In this room, most of you are already pretty wise, and you have studied our work from the time we started producing it. Count your blessings if you're amongst those. Some of these poor souls, and we'll talk about Gunther for a minute because he's one of them. He blunders into this. He knows he has a purpose. He has made his journeys over to the other side with us right out of surgery. And oh God, what's hitting me now? And we get him smuggled back into Austria where he can go into protection. And they're having to build a whole new life for him. All the while, all these other transactions must bear his signature. Or his power of attorney, or. So can you imagine, from half a world away, trying to get these kinds of transactions transferred, and the right bank account set up, and the right conduits for moving anything set up? So it is taking a little while. I first of all have to explain to him that you're not Adelon from the Melchizedek order of BS. But I was told. Yes, you were told that, weren't you? Everybody hears all of these wonderful things they're told. But they're not the truth. And so when you set forth to serve these new masters, man, they'll run you on a real trip. And this man has damn near lost his mind. And when the adversary has been able to get access to your body and put about 15 computer chips inside you, and the only way you have to counter these frequencies and these orders is through God, it's hard on you. It's not easy when I blow out one of these chips. And you see, he comes forth and he says, "Oh, I know who I am. I am Adelon, son of Kobal," or something like that. "Oh, you're not. How do you spell that?" "Well, A-T-A-L-O-N. "Wrong. Your name is A-T-O-N. L-O-N. Adelon, son of God." "Oh, so in a meeting, in a conversation, you know, Mr. Kobal and Mr. Melchizedek and that bunch of hoods began to back off. And I have to explain that there is no hierarchy like that. There are no orders of the Emerald Cross. We serve according to our talent and our level of growth. There is no quarrel about it. We have to have identification. I may be called a commander because that identifies my role. But you don't get to be king of the hill with an emerald cross. An emerald cross doesn't mean piddledy-dump. Emeralds are things, color-toned gemstones of a third-dimensional reality, or illusion, if you will. Even your own scientists don't know what in the soup I just said. An emerald is a green ray. That stone will frequency vibrate at the rate of the green tone of the sound spectrum in the visual frequency. You can't see it vibrate, but you can see it's a green stone. In heaven, you have the colors. You don't have the dang stone to burden you. So to be a priestess or a priest of the order of Melchizedek and the Emerald Cross, do you understand how foolish that is in reality? Melchizedek was something back in the days of Daniel, all lumped in with the visions of the king and the prophecies. Does that mean that he did not exist, or that he was evil, or that, or that, or that? I'm not going to give you biblical history. But if you are basing your spirituality on such a reality as earth, gemstones, you better look again. And if you're going to classify, you better go with a diamond. Or something that contains the hold. The whole. H-W-H-O-L-E. Because within that light, or that refraction and that frequency is the wholeness of everything, all things, all light, all colors merged into the darkness, the dimness, the void, or the absence of that light, you have black. It is without color. It is devoid of everything of God. And I get really angry when I hear you ones classify this one as a brown man or that one as a black man, or you are developed and created in the image of God, which is pure light. And I have yet to see a man who is black, even a black man, even a very dark black man. So when man of earth starts giving me my lessons and tells me how it is going to be in my business, in my mission, it right rapidly gets unacceptable. Not that I will pull rank over you other than as the mission is concerned, because you can believe and preach anything you want to. But when you start changing the orders in the mission, I may very well stomp toes and slap fingers. And that usually requires that I waken you up right quickly, because you have no notion of the magnitude of your commitment. And that particular young man has a very, very large commitment. Does that mean that this one is going to go and serve God in every aspect of his life? Probably not. Unfortunately, maybe he will. It means that everyone is birthed with a purpose, and that purpose is decided before you get birthed here. And therefore, when and if anyone pulls away from their job that is leading here to this coalescence, there are some that can pull away, but you obviously know they're going to, so you're very cautious as to what role they play, to let them play their games all along the way, so that by the time their role is really there to be filled, they will be capable of filling it, or they will have moved away. Now, some are really getting dumped on. They haven't understood all along the way. Great efforts have been made to pull them away. Not intentionally, but through ignorance. And it is really hard to watch these ones who got their training through such places as ASSK, Virginia Essenes, and Valentin. The New Age movement. The New Age movement will be the destruction of your planet, if nothing else is. It is a humanistic approach to spirituality. And spirituality is so far beyond anything human that it is destructive to get these perceptions into your head. But it simply allows, I will have the argument, then go with it. God is total allowance. That does not mean that with your belief, and especially if you go out teaching the incorrect story to others who then follow you, you have just picked up the burden of misleading and maybe turning ones away from their own spirituality, and they miss the boat while they're following you. It happens by the millions every day. But I thought, sir, you just said, with God, all is allowance. That's right. And he will allow you just to blunder and blunder and blunder and blunder. And no one is required to do anything about anything that I bring. I have a mission. The first of my mission was to bring the word enough to get my crew. And then I have a very physical job that includes you ones. You're not still sitting around here for no reason, you know. And I know that many of you every day say, what the dickens am I still doing here? I really should have gone. Should you? Then why didn't you? Well, you didn't because you're not going to, are you? But it's all right if you do. It simply means your direction may not be here. Your service may not be here. This is only one tiny little pod, a little nucleus with a very specific mission. The bigger crystals are somewhere else. Well, the bigger ones are not. It's just as big as they get, just about, here. But it's a communications crystal. It's different. There's an entire crystal city that's going to come up right under Sanje Islands off Malaysia, south of the Philippines. There is a much larger, different focus crystal right under the Alps in Austria. So the locations of our activity there's no problem recognizing the locations. Does that mean those are the only ones? No. But when ones tell you, don't worry about the grid, we can put a crystal anywhere we want. Yes, we can, but not like it sounds. These are physical missions where you need to serve in a given capacity. And it may be very, very dull, but I don't think so. Not as it continues. We're going to get there. I want everybody to remember something. Without hesitation, without a doubt, God wins. And I serve God, and I intend to win. That does not mean that it is going to be swimming around in a gravy boat, or that somebody is going to go before you with each little task that you have to do and sprinkle rose petals so that you don't have to hurt your corns on the bottom of your feet. Some of the information coming through here these days is so critically dangerous that almost every morning you have to make calls or wait until you get checked in by some of those outlying resources just to make sure they made it another 24 hours. And so I'm asked, why in the world are you going back and writing about JFK's assassination again? Why are you giving us James Bond assassins, trained assassins work? Because so far you haven't gotten the truth except from me. And certainly you have not compiled the truth enough to see and understand what has happened to your nation and literally be able to look and see at who your friends are. You're very apt to go out with as little knowledge as you have and shoot down the very one sent to help you. And those bits of confusion are going to get greater and greater and greater. Then the next question, well, why do we repeat? because you don't remember. I can have somebody come through here and bring, well, duplicate information. And at least three quarters won't remember I think we talked about that. My own scribe right here, these hands, may or may not even remember that we wrote about that. But usually she will say, well, we wrote about that, I don't remember when, because there is no time or space in that void, where every day is just pumping it out as fast as we can go. On the other hand, it is really time for you to be remembering those things. Things that we talked about and gave and wrote 4 years ago are now coming back as new information. You've got troops, my friends, over across the Mexican border. And they're not yours. You've come a long way, and you're now in as dire danger as you have ever been as human species. And yes, there are possibilities of helping to recover, and if you will, buy more time, be more prepared for this evolution that will take place. You don't go from the billions of people on your planet in total desperation and evil intent and brainwashed robots into perfection of the same billions of people on the same globe doing the same thing. So the reminders are necessary. You get new readers. And more, there is an acceptance of the fact that all of these letter writers are either going to pull together and get information out there, or they're not going to do very well. All this old stuff about that was my sentence you wrote is going to stop. And more of the enlightened writers will say, copy this, copy it, spread it, do anything you can to get this information out there. And here, all the difference is you're 4 years later and they're opening their eyes to this new information. Or some of them, as with McIlvaney, are presenting it again for the third time. The Eustace Mullins of the world wrote about it years and years and years ago. The damage of the Federal Reserve. And now you're having to get that information out there to show the world what went wrong with the dang Federal Reserve. Now funneling stuff through the central bank. And all those big rumors that the Federal Reserve is now defunct. It's now been bought by your government. Now, how would your government do that? It has to borrow money from the Federal Reserve to buy itself. You can also tell that they are out to get Bill Clinton, can't you? Well, what happens when Bill Clinton falls or becomes impeached, he and the Billaries? Is going to be different? Will the orchestra leader be different? Not hardly. But they're sure down on poor old Billy Boy. And there is. Brent has a tape. All of you should watch. I almost ask that it be shown this afternoon. On the other hand, I don't want to spend that much time this afternoon and everybody can watch it afterwards or something. It's on Bill Clinton by ones from Arkansas who came out and said exactly what and who Bill Clinton was and what he was doing, and they just about killed him. Just like good old Vince Foster. When you rise up against the master, my good friends, you get dead. Well, this is exactly what I am having to protect in the South Pacific, in Tehachapi, all over my people. And these lessons that seem hard, they're learning experiences. You had to know, or you would not be able to manage God's assets. You would not be able to focus on the proper projects. I don't need much, and neither do you, relative to what is out there. They can take all the rest and go destroy themselves if they so choose. That is allowable by God. But I'm going to require that these adversaries honor their agreements with command. And some lessons take a little longer. You're dealing with some very dense-headed people out there in the world. And they're accustomed to working for the Khazarians. The only thing you've got going for you really big is that there is no loyalty among them for each other. They are devoid of loyalty. They have no respect nor recognition for God, and will tell you so. And if they have no respect for God, I can guarantee you without batting an eyelash, my friends, they have less respect for brother. So, EJ, maybe if you would read today, it's a reminder of where your nation is headed. Mm-hmm. We wrote earlier on in the week on the Russian mafia. And all you can see in the entire writing is a reflection of what you were and have now shared with them. The downfall of a world. Thank you.
Sunday, April 17th. 1994. Okay. Sovietization of America. I did not say Russianizing of America. I said Sovietization. This is by definition, quote, Khazarian Zionist socialistic fascism. It is not communism. It was only labeled communism to deceive the masses. It means, literally, degradation of the masses while bringing them under total control and rule by the elite. So how is your day going? In view of the fact that we wrote about crime in Russia this week, and it was obvious that it is simply a reflection of that which has happened to every great nation, and also a reflection of that which is in America, even to the same players, let us consider a bit of relative comparisons. We have written about it so much that I fear no one pays attention to that which I present. Nothing is new, and the information is now pouring out through the cracks of the deceiver's armor and evil bastions. The McIlvaney intelligence advisor has again offered presentation on these topics as reminders to readers who have missed it before. I honor them for rendering reminders instead of simply moving on with more and more advertising for business product. You need confirmation from many sources so that ultimately the ones who refuse to listen to one may well recognize the truth flowing from another.
More and more, these committed authors are asking for copying and distribution of their work as they come to realize that unity in presentation is the only way to reach the masses, even if our attitudes differ. America is in the final writhings of downfall, as have been present at the decline and fall of all great nations and empires. It is well laid out by McIlvaney's writers and himself. He is an economist and financial advisor. He offers an in-depth monetary, economic, geopolitical, and precious metals analysis in his newsletters. I often take exception to what is offered in those areas of realization, but that is his business venture and not relative to my own. This in itself indicates that you do not have to agree to bring truth of circumstance. The McIlvaney Intelligence Advisor, editor Donald S. McIlvaney, March 1994. The address is Box 84904, Phoenix, Arizona, 85071. Is this not one of the ones who seem to belong to a P.O. Box Phoenix Club? Yes, but just because there is business antics afoot, it does not mean that observations and truth of information are lacking. This man writes over the sign of the fish, which lays claim to being a Christian, and someday we will really dissect that assumption. However, information is the need of the day, so we will observe that which we have in common, please. Toward a Soviet America, strangling Americans' freedom and constitution. Quote, a wise and frugal government which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor and bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government. Thomas Jefferson. Quote, bad men cannot make good citizens. It is impossible that a nation of infidels or idolaters should be a nation of free men. It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. A vitiated state of morals, a corrupt public conscience, are incompatible with freedom. Patrick Henry. Big Brother's continuing attack against the American people. Quote, the strength or weakness of a society depends more on the level of its spiritual life than on its level of industrialization. Neither a market economy nor even general abundance constitutes the crowning achievement of human life. If a nation's spiritual energies have been exhausted, it will not be saved from collapse by the most perfect government structure or by any industrial development. A tree with a rotten core cannot stand. Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
I have to change the tape.